وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير. آمين to your beautiful duas. حضرت مولانا, may Allah shower his choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله, الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you the story of a peacock and the Hakim, a wise man. Once a peacock was busy pulling out his beautiful feathers and throwing them aside. So a Hakim happened to pass that way. He saw this and asked, "O peacock, why are you pulling out such beautiful feathers? What ingratitude is this?" So the peacock replied, "Don't you see that numerous calamities come to me from all sides due to these wings and feathers? Unjust hunters place traps in all places just in order to get hold of these feathers and wings. When by day I am unable to keep myself safe and protected against those calamities and trials, it is better that I remove those feathers from me and make my appearance unsightly, so as to make myself without worries in the mountains and meadows. It is my opinion that it is more important for me to save my life than my outer form. For if the life is safe, what harm is there if the form is unseemly?" So lesson that we learn from here, Maulana says, that this is the reason why the saintly ones keep themselves away from fame and pomp. As Maulana explains in another couplet, "Keep yourself unknown and without name or fame, and be like an indigent one, so that this condition should keep you far removed from fame. For fame takes away all bounds of comfort and brings many calamities in its wake. However, when Allah Himself makes a saintly one famous, then His protection is like a shade over him. The bad form of fame is that form where a person himself works for it and tries purposely to acquire it. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, "I am sitting here without name and without any sign. Who is it that has spread my fame about?" In annihilating oneself and leading simple lives, our elders found peace and comfort. I have heard of a story from my Sheikh Hazrat Fulfri Rahmatullah Alayhi, that Murana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, the founder of Darul Uloom Dioban, was going somewhere dressed in a lungi and a very simple kurta, a shirt. A man who saw him dressed so simply considered him a yarn spinner. He asked him, "What is the price of cotton thread in the market today?" Murana replied, "I did not go to the market today." He did not say, "Do you consider me a yarn spinner?" because that would have seemed as if there is some insulting reference to the spinners. After all, with Allah, the criterion for honor and respect lies only in taqwa that a person has. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." The most noble in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who possesses taqwa. Then there's a very, very interesting story Mawlana Rumi mentions about Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Once some guests came to visit Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. He entertained them with a meal. The tablecloth became dirty and discolored due to some curry having fallen upon it. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala instructed the maid servant to cast it into the burning furnace. The servant did as was commanded. The guests were astonished at this command. When the tablecloth was thrown into the burning furnace, they awaited the appearance of smoke to indicate that the tablecloth was burning. But instead, when the tablecloth was removed from the fire, it was still intact and it became clean. So they asked him, O companion of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did this tablecloth not burn in the fire? And instead of burning, had become perfectly clean. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala replied, the reason for the tablecloth not burning is thus, that on various occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cleansed his hands and lips with the cloth. So that is why the fire became haram on that particular cloth. Now Mawlana Rumi says, O you who have become frightened of the fire and punishment of Jahannam, it is most advisable that you draw near to such blessed hands and lips by following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When something material has been granted such honor by the lips and hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can imagine what honor he must have granted to his true lovers. So this is a direction for us to acquire the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a tablecloth was granted this honor by the wiping of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed hands, one can just imagine what honor and nearness to Allah will be granted in both the worlds to those who follow the Mubarak Sunnah diligently, which is a way of obtaining divine proximity. So in the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to the people, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you make a declaration, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, that is follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will love you. So the recipe of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his acquisition is in following the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to follow the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make us anxious to attain that great bounty from him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.